Well, Terry Lee, young American lad, and his friends have invaded the stronghold of a notorious bandit, Captain Blaze. They now have Blaze on their side, but more than that, they have made a prisoner of the Dragon Lady. However, there are dangers ahead, especially from the Dragon Lady's tiny army encamped near the Blaze headquarters. These men are due to attack any moment. And in just a moment, we'll hear more about this exciting transcribed adventure. Terry and the Pirates is brought to you by the makers of Libby's Pineapple Juice, one of Libby's 100 famous foods. If you boys and girls like things that are different and exciting, you'll send right away for the Terry Adventure Game Book. This book has been specially made for you kids who listen to Terry and the Pirates. It's full of grand new games and coloring pages and magic tricks that you can't get anyplace else in the world. You'll sure have a swell lot of fun with this big book, traveling through mysterious China with Terry and Connie and Pat and Big Stoop. Adventures all the way. A new riddle or game or excitement of some sort on every single page. There's never a dull moment when you've got this big game book in the house. And you can have it in your house, too, all right, because this sensational adventure game book is actually offered free. Yes, not one penny do you have to send to get it. All Libby wants is that you should be sure to try Libby's swell tomato juice and delicious pineapple juice. So they're offering this Terry Adventure Game Book for just one label from Libby's Pineapple Juice and one from Libby's Tomato Juice. The name is Libby's, spelled L-I-B-B-Y-S. Why, just imagine, boys and girls, a great big 16-page book with more than 20 different kinds of fun in it, free for two Libby's labels. So hurry and get your labels. Print your full name and address on the back of one and mail them in to Terry in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. Think what a thrill it will be when the postman brings your Terry game book and you start off on the adventure of the Ruby of Genghis Khan with Pat and Terry. Now, I'm going to give the address once more that you mail your labels to. It's Terry in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. You got it? Terry, in care of Libby's, Chicago. Now, don't forget to put in your full name and address. And now, Terry and the Pirates. Well, Terry had a surprise yesterday when the word-scrambling Chinese boy, Connie, suddenly appeared with a couple of carrier pigeons. The radio-sending outfit here at Captain Blaze's was out of commission, so a message was sent to the Army by pigeon post. Our friends need help. They know that the Dragon Lady's men greatly outnumber them, and to hold out against an attack will be difficult. Of course, the Dragon Lady herself is a prisoner here, and that's why Captain Blaze says...
I'm thinking the tables are turned, Patrick.
I hope so. But I wouldn't trust the Dragon Lady as far as I could throw you, and that isn't very far.
Well, stop and think a minute, me lad. Didn't we rescue me daughter from the Dragon Lady's men out there in the valley?
But that's not going to prevent Sing Sing and his gang of cutthroats from tossing a few bombs over the fence at us.
They won't do that when they get word from the Dragon Lady to lay off.
What makes you think the Dragon Lady will give that word?
Thunderation, does she want to die? That's what'll happen if a lot of shooting and bombing starts around here.
Well, we can talk to her, Captain. But I doubt if we'll get very far with her. She's clever and she's tricky.
So she is. She proved that when she had my own daughter stolen from here. Figured she had the upper hand. Well, we fooled her, eh? We got Shiri back safe and sound, and now it's my turn to crack the whip.
Okay, let's crack it. Come on. The sooner we talk to the lady, the better. May we come in for a few moments?
There seems to be little choice in the matter. And Captain Blaze is also a visitor.
Yes, Milady, that I am. And I've come to tell you, I think you're the world's worst double-crosser.
Oh, come now, Blaze. That's not the thing to say. After all, the Dragon Lady was simply figuring out the best way for herself.
Yeah, maybe so, but I don't figure that way. Not a bit of it. When she tricks me into working with her, all well and good. I can understand that. But when she has my own daughter stolen from me... That's something else.
I'm afraid I don't understand you, Captain.
Well, I understand. And I've already punished Q-Ball for his part in the plot. He won't double-cross me again, so he won't.
And by the way, there's no use trying to escape through the trap door in the tunnel. We've blocked that exit.
So Captain Blaze is trying to save his precious neck, eh? I might have thought as much.
I said nothing of the kind.
You have no other reason for helping Mr. Ryan? There is a price on that red head of yours. The Chinese army will pay well to have you out of the way. You have plagued the Burma Road much too much.
You'd best be thinking of your own head, milady.
I am a prisoner here. I have nothing to say.
You see, madam, you and Blaze planned to have April Kane taken from here through the secret tunnel to Sing Sing's camp. You knew we wouldn't put up a fight against your men if April was their prisoner.
But you double-crossed me, so you did. You had me daughter, Cherry Blaze, taken away instead.
That is a lie.
Oh, no. Cause me and Patrick Ryan went and brought Cherry back from that camp. You can't deny the fact.
Very well. If you choose to believe that, there is nothing I can say.
We want you to give us a message we can take to Sing Sing. A word from you and your gang of hoodlums will clear out.
As simple as all that.
Yep. As simple as all that.
And what's to become of me?
We ain't saying.
You men are simple souls, to say the least. You want me to call off the attack on this place, but you promise nothing in return.
You'll save your skin. That's worth something in it.
Think it over. We'll come back for your decision. Come along, Captain. We'll give you 10 minutes to decide.
She's a tricky woman, Patrick. I wouldn't give her 10 seconds. I'm uneasy in my mind, Patrick.
Now what?
That there woman. She's got the funny look in her eye. It ain't human. She's as cold as a dog's nose, so she is, and as calculating as a fox.
So what?
She'll trick us. I'll bet a hat. I just have an uneasy feeling.
Well, let's give her a chance to think things over. Meanwhile, our job is to make ready for the attack, if and when it comes.
Pat? Oh, Pat, come here.
I'm coming right along, Terry. Let's get busy with things, Blaze. What goes, Terry?
Well, maybe we haven't all the ammunition we need and all that, but I've just had the men rig up a stunt that'll upset somebody.
Well, how do you mean?
Well, you and Captain Blaze come outside and I'll show you. Remember those empty oil drums you had scattered around the yard, Captain?
Sure.
Let's go out and I'll show you. We can go out through this door. I bet there are 30, 40 big cast iron oil barrels or drums or whatever you call them.
Yep. We used to use a lot of oil.
Well, take a look around on this side of the house. We'll give Sing Sing's men a surprise they won't expect.
What in thunderation are them natives doing, Terry?
Oh, say, Terry, that's a great idea.
I think so, Pat. You see, Captain Blaze, if Sing Sing's men get past the fence, they'll come up this hill.
Sure thing. They can't storm the place from the back on account of how we got mountain walls protecting it.
That's right. They'll come up this hill. Well, every one of those metal oil drums must weigh about 50 pounds apiece.
Oh, now I begin to get the idea. You're piling up the drums so they'll start rolling down the hill.
That's it. And when one of those 50-pound drums starts bouncing after a man, it's bad business.
You say, it's better than ammunition, Terry.
Makes just about as much noise, too.
Well, bless me boots. It'll sound like all get out is broke loose. You see, noise is echo in this neck of the woods.
Sure, these are the war drums and the ammunition and all.
Sure, you've got a big pile of them, Terry. You sure they won't start rolling too soon?
No, I got rocks to hold them in place. You see, all I have to do is just jerk a few stones out of the way, and then that top drum will start to roll, and then the rest will follow.
Well, you're a military genius, Terry.
I never would have thought of it.
Sing Sing's natives will be scared out of their wits.
Can you imagine 50 iron drums rolling like madmen down the hill after them banshees? Serves them right.
And if Singy's men show up at night, so much the better for this surprise.
Say, what about the dragon lady?
The dragon lady? Oh, we tried to make a deal with her. We left her alone to think it over.
And I'm tired of waiting. If we're going to get a message from her to give to her men, we'd better do it now.
Even if she doesn't do anything, don't forget we sent a message to the army by the carrier pigeon.
I know, but there's no way of telling when help will arrive. The pigeon may get through the invaders' lines. Maybe not.
Well, I ain't anxious for the army to get here. It don't help me anyway.
The army has a lot of other things to do besides sending help to us. Now, let's go back. Let's go back and see if the dragon lady make a deal. She wants to save her hide, and now's the time to think about it. I'll wait here by the door, Terry.
Okay.
Well, will you look at that, Captain? She doesn't seem worried about the future, eh?
Thunderation. Women are puzzles to me. Instead of worrying about things, the Dragon Lady lies down and goes to sleep.
It's a crazy world. You'd think she'd have a few nervous moments. Terry?
Yeah?
Come in here, Terry.
Okay. Hey, she's asleep.
Well, she won't be asleep long. I'll rouse her, so I will. Hi, Billy! Wake up! We've got a little serious business to settle.
She's sleeping pretty sound.
I don't see how she could go to sleep so quickly.
Hey, Patrick, look here. What do you make of that?
Well, let me feel her pulse. No? No, not a tick.
Her forehead's cold as ice.
Do you think she's...
No pulse beat at all.
Her face is white as... Well, gents, this is a pretty mess, so it is.
Yeah. Well... Now nobody can bother the Dragon Lady.
She can't be killed by her own men, and the army can't take her a prisoner. She's beyond all her troubles, so she is. Too bad. She was a wonderful bandit, a clever pirate.
Well, I'll go and tell April the Dragon Lady's dead.
No, wait.
Hmm?
People don't die this quick, Terry. At least not people like the Dragon Lady.
But there she is. You can see...
I know I'm talking like a nut, but... Somehow or other, I don't believe this woman is dead.
Is your head all right, Patrick?
Well, never mind that. I'm just saying what I think. Sure, I can see. The Dragon Lady looks like she was dead, but this is a trick of some kind.
How do you know, Pat?
I'm not a medical man, but take it from me. The Dragon Lady is in some kind of a trance. So now we'll have to fight her men, and she can't help us.
Yes, that's just about right. The Dragon Lady has tried another trick. To pretend she's no longer living. Now our friends are face to face with a battle against the Dragon Lady's men, and they're sure to attack the headquarters. I'll tell you what to look for tomorrow, so stand by. You know, kids, I've been urging you to send at once for your Terry Adventure game book, and here's the reason. This wonderful offer closes at midnight, January 24th. Now, January 24th is Saturday, this coming Saturday. So you can see, you haven't much time. That's why I urge you to get a can of Libby's pineapple juice and one of Libby's tomato juice right away. The Terry Adventure Game Book is yours for those two labels. You don't have to send one penny of cash. Just get a label from Libby's tomato juice and one from Libby's pineapple juice. On the back of one, print your full name and your address. Then mail the labels to Terry in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. Believe me, you'll be sorry if you don't get a Terry Adventure game book, if the other kids are all playing the new games and doing the tricks and you're out in the cold. So send right away to Terry in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. Well, let's not forget the huge pile of empty metal oil cans awaiting the enemy. Something thrilling and amusing is sure to happen when they start rolling. So be sure and join us for the Burma Road Fireworks in tomorrow's transcribed adventure. There's a thrill for every listener.